This is Choices, and this is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about the truth about your anger. You know, we all experience anger in our lives at one time or another, some to a more or lesser degree than others. And anger's not bad. Anger's just an emotion. It's not good or bad. What happens is when the anger persists, that's when it becomes bad. So we need to think about our anger and why we are angry. First off, let's say that anger is a message of what is happening within you. It is easy to misread any anger and allow yourself to feel rage, indignation, resentment, infuriation. But when this happens, try and stop and ask yourself, what is this about? What is it that's making me furious? You know, sometimes I find when I do that, that the real anger is not at someone else. It's at myself for allowing things to happen. And so the very first thing is, what's happening? Are you feeling like you're being taken advantage of? Are you afraid that you're doing it to yourself? Are you afraid that there's no one to take care of you? Are you feeling betrayed? Or are you feeling like you're not important or that other people acted like you weren't important to them? Because that's what we have to deal with. What is that feeling deep down underneath this anger that we have? And as I said before, don't think that anger is good or bad. Anger is just an emotion. Anger is how we feel. And it's what we do with the anger that makes it good or bad. It's whether or not we act upon it and whether or not we take advantage of someone else because of it that makes it good or bad. Anger really and truly, as far as I'm concerned, anger means I care. Because if you don't care about someone or something, you don't usually get angry. Anger is an expression of your need for other people or for them to do something a certain way. It means that you care and you want to be cared about and you want to be listened to. And we need to feel that our ideas are respected and to feel that our expectations for ourselves and for other people are understood. And so anger is simply that feeling that you get when you care and then somebody, you feel like they let you down or they rejected you or they didn't do what it is you expected them to do. And so we have to learn a great deal about our anger because it is a very, very confusing emotion. And when we were children, we were taught that you have to control your anger or you can't show your anger or don't act out on your anger. And sometimes acting out on our anger can be very, very good. A friend of mine in Las Vegas got very angry because women were not being treated properly in the legal system when women were being raped and they were being attacked. They weren't being treated properly by the police departments. And so she got so angry that she started speaking out about it and because of her, we have rape kits today. Because of her, women are respected and treated totally different. And that's when anger is good, when you get so angry that you decide, okay, I'm going to take a step and I'm going to do something about this. But the kind of anger that I'm talking about today is the kind that upsets our own lives, that we get so angry about something and then instead of getting it out and getting it over with, we kind of let it control our mind and control our body and control our life. We carry it around with us for a long, long time. And anger, if we don't express it in a respectful way, I'm always saying when we express anger, we need to do it in a respectful way, but we need to let people know what we're upset about because if we don't express it, it can destroy our communication with other people. And when our communication is destroyed, then the relationship gets destroyed. When we hold anger in, it causes us to feel powerless. It interferes with our ability to get along with other people because we feel like they're taking advantage of we feel like they're taking advantage of us. We feel like they're taking advantage of our goodness or our abilities and that they're maybe just using us. And so We want to have healthy, open expressions of anger. We want those will contribute to positive, open communication. And you do that by saying to the other person, I need to talk to you about something. I'm feeling very angry about blah, blah, blah. You don't just jump on them and start yelling and hollering and attacking them and getting in their face and shaking their finger. But we need to remember that anger is a part of being human. It's just the way we are, and we have to accept our anger and learn to manage it, because that is critical to fulfilling our potential. It's critical to saying what it is that we need and getting what we need in life. And there are some very safe ways to handle anger, and you can do that by projecting your anger in a respectful manner. But there are also some ways to handle anger that are very hazardous to your health, and you've got to be aware of those and not do them. One of them is denying your anger. If you deny your anger and you tell yourself that you aren't really angry, but you are, especially when you feel that you have a lot to lose by showing your anger, well, that's hazardous to your health. You need to express what it is that you're feeling, but you have to express it tactfully and in a good way. Now, another way that's very hazardous to health is repressing your anger. And this is a deeper form of denying your anger. You push it deeply into your subconscious mind, where it festers until one day it just turns into rage. Because repressed anger is the culprit behind innumerable emotional and physical ailments. It certainly is the root of hatredness towards others. So we have to be careful. And the way that you can recognize that you have repressed your anger is that you'll start making negative statements about other people, and you're talking about how you have to do everything for them and you have to take care of everything for them and that they are totally incompetent. And that's repressed anger, when you find yourself making those kinds of negative statements. And that negativity is, again, very hazardous to your health. Now, you can also blame other people. You can project your anger by saying the other person did it, and that they are responsible for it, and that they told you a lie, and that they were had a lack of concern and a lack of respect, and that you really feel that they're angry with you. And so, yes, you can push your anger off on someone else, and you can blame someone else for it, but that's not healthy either. That's not healthy. You don't want to rationalize your anger. You don't want to create excuses for it. You don't want to blame other people, because anytime you start to rationalize your anger, now what I mean by that is creating some excuse for some inappropriate or unacceptable behavior. You do something that's not acceptable, and then you say, well, I'm not angry. I didn't do that because I was angry. I did it because, and you almost blame the other person for it. So if you're like most people, you're going to handle anger in some of those ways, and those are not your healthy ways. Those are not your healthy ways. You can only be responsible for yourself, and that means that you have to accept the fact when you're angry, take ownership of your anger, and be responsible for the way that you behave and the way you handle the situation. Do you use your anger to create a wall to keep people away from you? Because anger is a good way to keep people at a distance. If you're always angry and you're always being nasty, people don't want to bother you with what's going on. They don't want to have to deal with you. They don't want to come to you. So you can create a wall with your anger. Or you can use it to feel in control and strong. Some people do that. And, you know, anger can make you feel more sure of yourself sometimes, but anger that is summoned up merely for the sake of making you feel strong, it's misused. And so you want to use your anger properly. Maybe you use your anger to give yourself energy and a charge. You know, you sometimes, if you get really mad about something, it gives you anger. And as long as you treat other people in a respectful manner and you aren't going around venting everywhere, that may not be a bad way to use your anger. And sometimes we use our anger to correct others and insist that we're right. You know, sometimes we get these feelings of superiority when we know something and we try to let other people know that we know it. And so we've got to be careful about using our anger that way. Sometimes maybe we use our anger to play the role of a victim. Anger can be part of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It can keep us stuck. And so we can be a victim, and we can say that someone has been persecuting us. And I know someone that's just like that in Las Vegas. And the thing is that she's so angry and she acts like such a victim, and everybody did that to her, and she eats so much, and then she causes herself to be overweight, and then she gets angry at herself for being overweight. It's just a vicious circle. So you have to think about your anger, and do you use your anger for any of these reasons? And if you are, what can you do to turn loose of it? Well, first, let's take a look. What are you afraid of? You must be afraid of something, because if you're afraid that you let someone see the real you, they won't like you, you may not have given them a chance to see the real you. And so what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of stepping out of your comfort zone? Are you afraid of doing something differently? That's the first thing, is face what you're afraid of. Another thing is to face what resentments you're hanging on to. Does resentment serve any useful purpose in your life? No. Does it truly have any basis in reality? Probably not. So think about, what are you resentful about? I know when you go through a divorce, sometimes things don't come out the way you wanted them to, and you can be resentful for a very, very long time when that happens. I mean, even if you're the person that instituted the divorce, you can have resentment for a very, very long time. And the resentment doesn't hurt the other person. The resentment is what you're doing to yourself. So you need to let go of that. And maybe you're angry because you're sad about something. Wouldn't it be more healing to embrace your sadness and let yourself grieve? I know sometimes when we lose someone, when they die, we become very angry. We even get angry at God because we think it's not fair, that life just is not fair. And you know what? Life isn't always fair. Whoever told us it was going to be. So when you had someone in your life that you really loved and you lost them and you're going through that kind of sadness, grieve, cry, feel bad about it. Be sure that you appreciate the fact that you had them in your life for the time that you had them. Try to turn loose of that anger that they're gone, because there's nothing you can do to get them back. What insecurities do you feel? Insecurities very often cause us to have anger. We feel like we don't have power, we don't have control, we don't have the energy we need. We feel drained emotionally. And so sometimes we get very upset, very angry about that. And so you have to look at what you can do. And one of the first things you can do is feel the fear. When you allow yourself to feel the fear, and even allow yourself to feel the anger, and then recognize where this is coming from. Take a look, answer those questions, and ask yourself, where is it coming from? Then you're going to start to become stronger. And you can respond from the strength of understanding rather than just reacting to your fears. And as you face your emotions and discover the real message behind them, you can see more clearly what you are doing and where you are going. And you're going to be able to recognize your feelings more appropriately. Feel the fear. Feel the fear. Recognize that the fear is there and that the anger is there. And recognize what happened to cause it. And that will start you on the key to your understanding. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we are talking about the truth about anger. And if you would like to continue receiving information which will help you elevate your self-esteem and will help you get rid of the angers that you have in your life, just go to my website, judymario.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. You'll get that every month, and you'll just love it. It's got tips and ideas and quotes and things that will help you feel better about your life and boost your self-esteem. And you'll also receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are, just for signing up for the newsletter. So go over to judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up to get that free newsletter every month. Today we are talking about the truth about your anger. And what can you do about it? Once you've faced it, once you know why you're angry, once you know what's happening, what can you do about it? Well, the first thing is start to clarify the issues. Issues are problems or concerns. And if you don't understand the issue and the issue gets to be an event. An event occurs when you not only have the problem to contend with, but you also have all these other emotions going on around it. Issues become events when you proceed to fix what you perceive is wrong before you bother finding out what the other person's problems are. So, what you want to do is clarify the issues, clarify what's going on. Ask the person, what's happening here? When you're in conflict, there's some kind of frustration and pain on both of your parts. And so you need to ask questions, find out what's going on with the other person, and lower your voice. Don't speak in a loud voice. Don't yell at the other person. Just try to find out what the problem is. Anytime there's a problem, it's a gap between where we are and where we want to be. What's happening and what we want to be happening. There's a gap there, and that's what you have to talk to the other person about. What is the gap? What do we need to do differently? How can we change this? And then the second thing you want to think about is controlling the issue. If you don't control the direction of the emotional conversation, you may find yourself dealing with the negative emotions of the other person and the residual feedback or the residual, the residual behavior that would be caused by the emotions that they have. See, you're not responsible for the other person's emotions, and you shouldn't attempt to control their emotions, but you must keep the conversation focused on the concerns, on the needs, on the fears, on the goals of that emotional person. You must keep the conversation focused on the gap. That's what we're talking about when we say control the issues, is to focus on what's happening, not how they feel about it, but what's happening. What are their concerns, their sincere, honest concerns, their needs, their fears, and their goals? And what are your concerns, your needs, your fears, and your goals? Because you want to find out what's going on. And if you're not in control of the conversation, then there's going to be a problem because the other person will get out into their emotions and rant and rave and carry on. And then you, of course, will lose your temper and it'll get worse. Then you want to confront the problem. Now, I said confront the problem, not the person. When the other person is being emotional, it's all too easy for us to lose track of the problem because they lost track of the problem. So, as I said before, we want to control the conversation. We want to control the situation. And we do that by bringing the person back to what the problem is. Acknowledge the person and their feelings, but focus on what is being expressed. Because when you're clear about the problem and you confront it, then things get better. So don't wait, or you're going to have to confront this person, and that's a great deal harder to do than you bringing it up when it starts, when it first starts. You need to go to the person when there's a problem, when you're feeling anger, and say something along the lines of, I'm having a problem here. I'm not realizing what's happening, or what did you mean by when you did blah, blah, blah. We've got to be sure to start using our skill of questioning. We forget, I think, sometimes to use our open-ended questions. Open-ended questions start with the words what, where, when, how, and, well, and also why, but we don't really want to use the why question, because sometimes when we ask people why, it sounds like we're blaming them. So start with what. What did you mean by that? Or how did you feel when this happened? Or how did you come to that conclusion? So start using those open-ended questions to confront the problem and to get the information you need. And then you may have to challenge. You may have to challenge some of the things the other person says, because when they're upset and they're emotional and they're spewing off about the problems or situations, you don't want to minimize or magnify the emotions that they have or the negative issues being expressed, but you do want to stay focused on resolving the problem. So you may have to, at this point, you may have to challenge them. You may have to say, no, I don't feel that that's what happened. The way I see it is this way, because you may have to ask them things like, where did you get that information, or why do you think that's true, or I need more information, I need you to be more careful about clarifying things. Or you might even say, I need to be more careful that I'm clarifying things and saying it the way that you could hear it. So you want to be sure that you start to identify the payoffs for the other person too, if they can clarify what it is that they're saying and they work with you to make this thing happen. So when we're talking about anger, we have to remember that the other person is a person of worth just the same as we are. We're both people of worth, and we want to keep our self-esteem, and we want the other person to keep their self-esteem high. It's very, very important, because what happens is we have this emotion and we have the disagreeing information, and that equals conflict. And any time we have conflict, we need to work that out. And again, conflict's not good or bad. Conflict is just simply the differences in the way that we see things. And we want to remember that that's neutral. It's the way we deal with the conflict that makes it good or bad. If you look honestly within yourself and at the people that you're having anger with, or the people in your life, the people at work, the people at home, you're going to see that anger is all around you. We all have anger. It just happens. It's an emotion, and it's okay to have an emotion. It's just not okay to act negatively upon it. So I think when we see that other people are angry and they're acting negatively, they're simply trying to tell us that they need some recognition and respect. And I think that's what we're doing when we're expressing our anger to other people, is we're just trying to say, okay, I need a little respect here. I need a little bit more attention. And so how do we do that? How do we express our anger in a very good way? Well, the first thing is to clarify your perceptions. Clarify what you think is going on. clarify your own behavior, because maybe you're acting in a way that's irritating other people too. That's something that we want to look at. And then model the behavior that you want. If you want other people to act differently, then you act the way you want people to act. Change your assumptions. Don't assume that other people are going to do things. Don't assume that other people feel the way you feel. Don't assume that other people are going to show the respect that you feel that you need. Those are all things that make us angry, is that we have some assumption, we have some expectation. You know, people can't let us down if we don't have expectations of them. So ask questions. And when you see something that's not going the way you think it should be, ask questions. Ask what happened to make the person behave that way. Ask what's going on. Ask how it can be done differently. Get the other person involved in fixing the situation so that you can release that anger. Because, you know, if we go carrying that around for years and years and years, it's just going to fester and eat us up. And, you know, sometimes maybe we can't direct it to the other person, to the person that we have anger with. Sometimes we just have to go away and deal with our anger ourselves. And I just think we have to realize how our fear and our anger, how those are controlling us. And then look at it and say, what can I do to get past this? And I find that meditation is very, very helpful. Prayer is very helpful. Action is very helpful. Get up and take action on what we need. And also, you know, control the direction in which you're going. Get yourself a goal. Say, I'm going to make this work by doing this, or I'm going to give up this anger by doing this. Have a goal. Set yourself a goal and a time frame on that goal so that you can have a healthier feeling, a healthier relationship, not only a healthier relationship with other people, but a healthier relationship with yourself. Because sometimes the most anger we have is the anger we have with us. And we want to love ourselves and give up that anger that we have. It's so very important for us to reframe the anger and start to feel good about who we are. And sometimes I just have to sit down and just be alone and meditate and say to myself, what good is this doing to my life? Because being angry with this person isn't helping me, and it's not going to change them. We can't change other people's behavior. The only person we can change is ourselves. We can change our reaction. We can change our reaction and our response to how other people are. And so just remember, there are no quick fixes. There are no easy answers. There's no best way to handle anger. It's just you have to allow yourself to feel the emotion. You have to allow yourself to feel the emotions and learn to control them and learn to speak to others and yourself in a very respectful manner. This is Judy Morio. Thank you for joining me today as we were talking about the truth about your anger. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to talk about. I do get requests from people all over our subjects that they'd like to have, and you can just write me, Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio.com, and let me know what it is that you would like us to discuss here on Blog Talk Radio on Choices. And remember, we also have an online magazine, Choices Magazine. It comes out 4 times a year. It's yours free. Just go to my website and go over to the link. Click on the link and it'll take you right to the magazine. That's judymorio.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And remember to, you are always more than enough. You can handle your anger. You can make it work for you. And you can come out really good about who you are and what you do. Thank you for joining me. Good day.